You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Andy Euler.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned of mounting economic troubles from Russia's war in Ukraine and resulting supply chain disruptions. Yellen cited soaring global food and energy prices and slowing economic growth. She spoke yesterday in Germany ahead of the G7 meeting this weekend. The Treasury Department, meanwhile, has announced new initiatives and billions of dollars in aid in coordination with other governments and international development banks. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that the hope is that this global effort might help prevent food shortages, food insecurity, and hunger from spreading in low-income nations.
Global food prices are up 30% in the last year, according to the UN. That's a disaster for poor countries. They depend on food purchased on the global market to feed their people. And Cornell University trade expert Ishwar Prasad says with interest rates rising, poor countries' currencies are depreciating.
Many of these countries are facing a double whammy because food prices are rising, and in terms of their own currencies, they're rising even more.
So they can't afford to buy as much food as they used to. Meanwhile, says Columbia Business School economist Gernot Wagner, many developing countries were
already experiencing droughts because of climate change and were relying more on grain imports. Now suddenly global grain prices are going through the roof.
Wagner sees one sign of hope in the small decline in global food prices in April, and Ishwar Prasad says the international community's focus on the problem might not help right away, but it can't hurt. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.